Okay, we're back for episode 31. She Said Podcast with Lisa and Amy. Did you see I just swished it up on you?
You did. You did. There you go.
I hate listening to myself back when I introduce it, so I decided to throw in a new intro.
There you go. Well, good
job. Everybody off. See, still living through the neuropathy stuff with my dad.
Yeah,
but
doing better?
Getting so much better.
Love it.
Yeah. Yesterday, they do a shot, and they give him shots of high-dose vitamins into his feet directly, and my dad hates needles. Like, I think a lot of guys just get freaked out with needles. Well, he won't take peptides when I'm trying to get him because of the needle, even though it's a little tiny insulin needle. Yeah. They come at him with this big, even though they just go under the skin, they don't go deep.
Yeah.
But he's just sat there like it's no big deal. Yesterday, his whole body jerked when they stuck that in
because
he felt it for the first time. So
I bet it scared you.
I did. Because I thought, oh gosh, now they're going to have to fight him to get these shots in every two times a week. But it's really doing it. He still has some other medical issues he's dealing with, but the neuropathy is definitely getting better.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was looking up on the internet, ChatGPT, your friend,
right?
About maybe some essential oils that I could use on his legs because he definitely needs some. He's got some skin issues, obviously, with low, blood flow and nerve damage and stuff. And I was looking up frankincense, which of course you and I both use frankincense oil. I love it. I love the smell. And they were just talking about. They gave me some, to mix that with coconut oil to put on his legs, which would help. But said you really have to not get it directly, on where, if there's any injury, just make sure you're getting it on the skin around it and stuff that would help with any kind of pain.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try it. I'm going to take it Friday. My poor dad, he's never had so much attention in his life because it's always been about my mom because she was always the one that always had issues, back issues. And now I actually gave him a pedicure. I didn't give him a pedicure, but I soaked his foot in a tub with Epsom salt. And he's never had that done in his life. And I just was laughing as I'm watching my dad, my 6'2" dad sitting with his feet in a little spa bath bubbling, it's
good,
the kind
though.
That you turn it on and it warms and bubbles and massages. And so anyway, I was thinking about the frankincense, but then they talked about, how ChatGPT leads you into something else. And it said, what do you need other things that frankincense can help with? And I was like, sure, I'll take that. And so the one thing it said is to help you breathe, to calm down and relax, because it helps
some kind of receptor.
Yeah, in your brain, that it kind of just releases.
Because, the thing that I watched, I was trying to find that video.
Limbic center of your brain.
That guy that healed himself from cancer, he went totally whole, all natural. But he had talked about how every day he did that, and that was part of his healing journey, as he would put frankincense in his hands, kept them over his face, and would take in 10 deep breaths. And he explained why. Now I don't remember. But there was a whole thing to that. Now, I will say that brings me back to my brother's oil, that Solar Essence skincare. He uses frankincense, I know, is in his oil, along with a plethora of other things that are, non-hybrid oils. Like, he has done the research into what he's getting, where it's coming from. So that might be something for him to try on his, then he's getting a whole bunch of things that's going to be great for him.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
well, that what it said is that if you take in, put in the palm of your hand, rub your hands together, cup it over your nose and mouth and breathe in and hold for four.
Yes, the whole box breathing.
Yeah, they said it calms your nervous system, which, I wish I would have known that during the whole mom in the hospital thing, because my nervous system was shot. Enhances meditation and focus, supports your respiratory health, which would make sense. It's got to clear all that out. I just wanted with allergies, too. Reduces stress and emotional overload. Again, could have used that. And then promotes sleep and relaxation. So you better bet your bippy I'm going to try it tonight.
Yeah, no kidding.
Before
so
bed.
Did you go buy some?
I have some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've had it. I mix it with my,
skincare.
With the, what do we do all the time? What's the?
Our red light?
No, the oil.
I don't know.
You use it for everything.
Oh, with our castor oil.
Castor oil. Yeah, jeez, okay. I couldn't think of the name of it. Sorry.
Yeah. I was thinking something totally different, but yes.
Yeah, so I already mixed that. And put it on my face and stuff.
I can tell you, I have been so lazy with that. With the castor oil all over my body, I was so committed. And man, can I tell, on my knees, especially, I can just totally tell it is. I've got to go back at it because that really was key to really good skin.
Yeah, you notice it in your skin.
100%. Yeah, and I would, you know, I would mix mine with some other stuff, but overall, like 100%, it made such a difference. I got to go back to it. I think because I get, it drives me crazy to have oil on my skin when I'm putting my clothes on. But I think if I would at least do it at night and then put my sweatpants on, it's not going to bother me.
That's that one girl that we follow on Instagram, that Melly? Erin, that's in Nashville, the personal trainer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she slathers herself before she goes to bed at night. From head to toe, her face is one greasy, oily. And then she's got like silk little pajamas on. I'm like, that would drive me.
Yeah, that's a I couldn't lot. Do it. It'd be sticking to me.
And then try to get into bed. Her sheets must smell like frankincense. Yeah,
I would have to have my sweats on from head to toe so it wouldn't get on anything.
Yeah, I would have a hard time with
that.
I'm
kind of a texture phobe.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Although but it does work.
The castor oil does kind of soak in pretty quick. I guess it depends on how dry your skin is, but it does sort of soak in.
Yeah, and you can mix it with that rose hip oil. All this you can get, you know, obviously on Amazon, and glass jars is are really best for any of it to come in. And jojoba.
Yeah, I do that
just
too.
To kind of thin it out when people don't want that thick texture. So, and then add the frankincense.
Something about Amazon I just found out that is interesting is that don't order supplement thing like that off of Amazon, because they don't, you might not necessarily be getting, even if you go to the company page, they'll just, they pick from whatever's closest to you. Yep. Where you live. Mm-hmm. And so you might not actually be getting the actual product that that company has shipped to Amazon to ship out.
A lot of scams. Yeah. Which, speaking of scams, this is totally off topic, but I got a phone call today from a closer from a company I've closed with before. And she said they were just calling all their clients, realtors that have closed with them in the past year, to kind of give them a warning how bad the fraud has been with money wires over the past few weeks. So anybody who's getting ready to wire money or anything, man, you have got to really look at where, you know, closing instructions are coming from for wire instructions. If it were me personally, I would go to the closing company and I would say, hand me, let's do this right here face to face and ask for my closing. That is just me. But the level of, like, people are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars that cannot be, you know, gotten back. So, because the feds get involved, everything. So people need to be very cautious when they open those emails. 'Cause she said somebody had tried to replicate one of their closers, or not replicate,
impersonate.
Yeah. Where's our words today?
I know. I don't
know. Try to impersonate them. And the only thing that was different is the they were missing one letter out of the email, but it was enough to throw off the person. So people need to be very careful of these scams. So,
well, the amount of emails I get every day from PayPal, or
it's ridiculous,
of just scamming, trying to scam you. If you click on the email address, you can obviously see it's open in the UK.
Forget it. I just go straight to my app and try to see if there's a notice in there. But
yeah, that's what I do too. But
I used to have to watch after my mom so much with that. She'd be like, is this real? I'm like, no. I'm glad you're asking, but no.
Yeah, my mom, I would do that with my mom too. Don't click on anything because it's all a scam. And then now they're sending text messages.
Yeah. Too. That's why I'd say go face to face to do any of your work like that, because my kids will ask me, if they're like, mom, what's my social? Just text it. I'm like, I'm not texting you a social. And I am not doing that. Like, no way.
Yeah.
Not anymore. No way.
Well, I don't even put credit. I mean, when they ask for Social Security at the doctor's office, when you fill out paperwork,
doing that too.
I haven't put that on there in years. Mm-mm. I don't need my Social Security at the doctor's office. No. That doesn't.
And I've heard you need your last four, and that's good enough for them. I mean, they don't need to have your whole. Even with real estate, when I do people's paperwork, there used to be a place for clients to write their social, and I would tell them in advance, I don't need your social. No. Don't write it on there. I don't know who all is going to file those papers,
right?
So,
and where they're going to end up.
Because it's not just for me. I have to interoffice them. So I want to say they've even removed that off the document, but that's how I operated for years, was like, no,
I don't understand why it's even on there. And I don't understand a doctor's office, because they don't look you up by your Social Security. Mm-hmm. It's all by insurance group numbers and stuff. I've stopped doing that years and years ago. Well, I had something else too that helps sleep, because, you know, that's my goal in life is to sleep. Although I'm doing better. I'm getting an average of 6 hours of sleep a night. So and high sleep scores. So I am getting better. But I also do 70,000 things to help me. And if I get home late, that just
messes it all up.
Everything up. But to squeeze your thumb, yeah. Have you ever done that?
No.
You squeeze your, like, put your finger in, like, your thumb on your nail and then yeah. your nail bed. And there's something about your nail bed. It relates directly to your pituitary gland in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold it for a minute, you can just feel yourself. It's supposed to, like, really relax you because it kind of plays with your brain in relaxation.
Well, and that's how I feel when I do that ball underneath my the lacrosse yeah, ball. I can same feel thing. The stress melt. It's almost like hot water or cold, whatever, pouring poured over your head. Like, you can just feel this melting mm-hmm. sensation.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I'm going to try it tonight. Yeah. It's supposed to help with what allows, like, your the pituitary gland and then
yeah.
Stress hormones to be secreted, which, I mean, I just wish I knew all this back when.
Right.
And then improves circulation. It stimulates the vagus nerve, which obviously helps with sleep and it's supposed yeah. to help you relax. So.
And you can even help your dog with their vagus nerve. Have you looked that up where there's like vagus nerve yeah. like massage for your dog if they're high stress and all that?
I need to try it for yeah, my seat at the table when she... My dog does not like people to stand up. If you're sitting down, she's cool. But if you're standing and she's on the ground, it does not go over well with her. She's very calm otherwise, hilarious. But doesn't yeah. like people
she
standing.
She is high maintenance, which, yeah. by the way, I had your literal thing, aww. Little thing sitting by my door. I'm not thinking well today, apparently.
I need it for the next yeah. seat at the table. Yeah. She needs
I've
to
got
be
it
dressed
right by
up.
The door for you. So...
Anyway, so I'm going to try it tonight. I'm going to do the whole frankincense yep. tonight, and I'm doing the squeeze your thumb for for a second. It's a minute. You're supposed to hold it for a minute to make that work.
Okay, got
so,
it.
So I told you earlier that I'm really going down a rabbit hole with the whole worried about cancer coming back, and it's so funny how you yeah. kind of ebb and flow with that.
Uh-huh.
I was pretty cool for a few years, but I think because I'm trying so many new things to feel better because I'm tired of feeling like
more
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've kind of freaked myself out, and so now I'm laying there at night going, okay, I hurt right there. How, and so, you know, they always tell me, I don't know if they tell everybody this, but when I go for my yearly follow-up, if you have a pain that lasts more than 2 weeks, that's, and pain and like, obviously where the cancer could come back, that's your, you know, give it 2 weeks because it's got to run its course if it's just a normal injury or
right.
pain. But so 2 weeks is the thing they keep telling me. So now I'm like, any ache I have, I start timing it. Like, okay, that started on Tuesday. So, and it's destroying my brain because you can't get it out of your head. And so anyway, so now, of course, what am I doing? I'm doing all the Googling and the ChatGPT. But what I did find really cool, and again, I wish I would have known this a few years ago, there's a place in Germany that cancer patients are going to when they finish chemo, and it's called Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. And have you ever donated plasma?
Did I ever donate plasma?
No.
Yes, I was a college student, broke.
you did it
absolutely.
For money.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
But you did whole the whole
blood. It was a thing.
Blood.
Like, I went with my friends, so it's not like I was.
People make a lot of money doing that.
I mean,
still
in college,
today.
I had to, I did something, and I, okay. Yeah, I gave plasma.
Did you ever give platelets?
No, but I've heard you can, like, get a lot of, even at the blood donation
oh, yeah.
center, if you donate a certain kind of,
I could probably
mistaken,
make a fortune.
Yeah.
I've never done it for money. I've always done it. I've done it for
out
years.
Out of the goodness of your heart.
Because
uh-huh,
I'm a good person.
I didn't. I was a bad person.
Because I'm a really good person.
I was like, wait, how much is this worth? Okay, go ahead.
There are people that, like,
I have a friend who was married and a mom, and her husband just had her on a regular, like, budget, more it's like allowance. It just wasn't enough for like Christmas and stuff like that. And this is nobody you would ever suspect. And she was giving regular plasma to help pay for. And I'm talking, it was really actually pretty sad. They are now divorced, but that's what she was doing to help take care of Christmas because her allowance wasn't taking care of it.
Okay. Well, I did it. I started giving blood in college. Because
mm-hmm.
my roommate was a medical tech student, and so she was always part of it. So she drugged me along, and I just I do it because it actually makes you feel really good mm-hmm. that you're benefiting people. And like
I will
getting
give my blood like that, but you know I do give my blood.
So then I got here and I started Red Cross. You know, started going to mm-hmm. the Red Cross and donating. Well, at some point they run all the tests on your blood, and they said that, and I don't know the name of the virus, but I was negative of that virus. And they said most people get that virus as a baby in the hospital when they're first born. But I, there's like 10% of the population that never got the virus, and I was one of them. And so they always wanted me to do babies when they needed to do a blood transfusion to babies, because they'd rather the baby catch the virus naturally versus through a blood.
Right.
So any babies that
I would do that for free.
You would?
That I would absolutely Just don't ask me when I'm in college. Yeah, I would totally do it now. Like, it didn't bother me.
Well, so I would give platelets for the babies that needed blood transfusions. And so platelets, they actually put you on a phoresis machine. And so you actually, they draw out your whole blood in it for I don't know how many minutes it is. And the machine stops, and then it sends it through a centrifuge, and it separates the platelets from the red blood. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when you go to the spa and they draw your blood and they do the platelets on your face. And then it sends the red blood back in, and they keep the platelets, like it divides it. So it's about a 3-hour process to get a bag of platelets.
Okay.
A really funny side note of this story. I was at the Red Cross years ago, and they always tell you when they call you, you know, don't eat fatty foods the night before you go, you know, because that's going to show up in your blood. So I went, and the guy sitting next to me giving platelets, my platelets, you know, platelets are kind of a milky clear color. His were like the color of your sweater, which is like mustard gold.
Yeah.
And I was disgusted because I always get a little bit nauseated when I do platelets.
Yeah.
And so I got the nurse and I was like, what's going on with his platelets? Because I was kind of just disgusted by looking at him. And she goes, oh, I'll tell you what's going on, just as loud as she could. They were so mad because they couldn't use them. And they said he went and had Chinese food last night.
No way.
And that's what that happens to your blood. I've never had Chinese food ever since. Like, that just completely stopped me. So any kind of fatting food, obviously with lots of fat in it, that shows you what it does to your blood, which then is why we have, you know, clogged arteries.
Well, and that's why, like, I don't, you know, whenever I've had to go give like a urine test or whatever, and you set it there. And I see other people's, and I'm like, their stuff is the color of my sweater or darker. Like, it's almost like a shade of green. And a lot of times I'm like, they're going to think I just put water in mine because it's so clear. But that's my goal every day. Like, if I'm not, I'm just telling you, like, I'm urinating clear by 10 a.m. I mean, that, and I will maintain that all day, all night. And to me, that's like so important.
Yeah, well, I used to be that way too, but I actually, the doctor in the, when my mom was in the hospital.
They wanted.
Huh?
They wanted a wheat color. Like a.
Yeah, they don't want it pure clear.
They don't want it like this.
Yeah.
So when I say clear, I mean like the clear wheat. Clear.
Okay.
It's clear. And all looking at what they're looking at, it's clear.
Yeah. He said that you don't want, you actually need color in it because if it's too clear, he said everybody tries to have a goal of having clear urine, but if it's too clear, you've depleted everything out of your system. Anyway, so way off topic, but there's a place in Germany that's this called therapeutic plasma exchange. So it uses that same phoresis machine where it's pulling out your whole blood, it's separating the plasma, and you get your whole blood back. But I mean, you get your red blood back, but it's minus your plasma, your white blood. This company actually then feeds when it's, because they send it back into you with an anticoagulant to keep the needle mark open. They actually send in other nutrients with that blood. So people are using it to like flush all the toxins out of their body. And even going and giving platelets, you actually flush toxins.
Yeah. Well, same with giving blood. Like, it's important.
Yeah. You do, because it does get all that out. It kind of clears you up.
Thick blood, they say, to do that. And
helps get the
thickness. Mm-hmm.
Well, this actually, then they replace what they took out in whole blood, in the red blood, with nutrients and detox and all the stuff that's going to help you detox. So people are going over there to help get the chemo flushed out and get all the junk and the heavy metals and all the stuff that comes with it that lingers for,
they don't offer it
apparently
here.
Years. No, it's out. Well, jeez. At that level, this is like hardcore. You probably need to be in the hospital. It's like major.
Yeah.
They do have some, I have looked it up around here. Nobody here in Tulsa. But there is a couple in LA and Beverly Hills that you can go, and it's the same kind of machinery. The nutrients they put back in are going to be like your high dose vitamins, and it's not going to be at the level they do for the chemo, but it still kind of helps the same thing. It's people do it like at the Germany level for like blood cancers and like big inflammation issues. They've even talked about like MS, because you get so many, what is it, mitotoxins in your bloodstream, that's what throws off with MS. They're flushing out and helping people with MS. And so anyway, I was like, man, I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. I would have totally done. I would have flown to Germany just to feel better because you just feel like.
Man, that's scary.
Anyway, I'm going to keep looking for someone that does it because I would rather, you know.
So it's like called plasmapheresis? Because I've heard that word. Is
the process. And then this is actually called therapeutic plasma exchange.
Okay.
That you can get in the United States that like medical clinics are doing.
Man.
And I think it's a lot of the same ones. You have to buy the machinery, which is expensive.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Because it's got to spin it out. But a lot of those already have it, but they have a less sophisticated machinery that spins it to put the plasma on your face if you're doing.
I've never done that, but I want to.
Oh, I guess I did it one time with microneedling. They'll do microneedling and then they put your own plasma on there.
I keep seeing that Dr. Pen on TikTok or whatever. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
Oh, and it's like a little pen that literally does your face. Oh, there's a lot of people demonstrating it. And I guess maybe there's like a peptide serum that you kind of press into it with it.
Oh, you do it yourself?
You do it yourself. Oh, yeah, okay. It's literally like a pen. It's no different than us using the needle rollers.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the same kind of thing. Probably doesn't go as deep.
Just electric and it just, yeah. So,
because they go deep at the spas, mm-hmm. So it probably doesn't go as deep in the dermis as that, but it still would help with the surface stuff. Well, I wish I would have known about it because I would have totally done it. And then, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, you know, I've given you that lemon lime clear protein.
Yes.
Today, I decided.
Let me hear this.
I didn't want to make a protein shake for lunch, which is what I always have. I have the Life Shake, which I love because it's packed with nutrients and stuff. And it's very filling. In fact, sometimes it's too filling.
Right.
And that's kind of how I felt today. I'm like, oh, I don't need that much. By the way, they have like flavored milk now in the store for the holiday. They have pumpkin and they have gingerbread.
Milk?
Milk.
Wow.
Whole milk. And so I did the pumpkin.
Sounds like a whole stomach ache to me.
For you? No. I did it yesterday in my Life Shake.
And it was good.
Really good. I did the pumpkin.
I can see where that would be good.
It was good.
And you could water it down even a little bit if you didn't want all that milk.
I actually split it.
Yeah.
Between.
I can see where that would be good.
And it was actually really, it was light, not too.
They probably have it in a soy or something, right? A soy milk that came in like that. Surely.
I'm sure they do, but I didn't pay attention. Hmm. And then have like eggnog, you know, the whole stuff that comes out.
Yeah, because I have a vanilla protein that would be good mixed in. Like,
yeah, it was. That's what I had yesterday.
So that would be good. Okay. We're on to something.
So then today I did the lemon lime clear protein and I mixed it with a half a cup of apple cider. And it was really good because the clear protein, the lemon lime is a very, it's not a strong flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting the apple, you have an apple drink with sparkling, so you have the sparkling piece of it, and then I sprinkled that caramel sea salt on top. So I made myself a little mocktail
for that dinner that she had at her party. I told you my brain is not even. What is going on with me?
At my seat at the table party
at the dinner, and it was so like she just had caramel.
I just dipped it in caramel.
You can have totally non-alcoholic if you want, or you can add champagne to it. Mm-hmm. But man, she had a pretty, and so I asked her like, what does she have on the rim? And she said caramel. And then you had shillings.
Caramel sea salt that you can buy at the grocery store in the shilling spices.
So I'm telling you, like for a Christmas drink, if you wanted to make like a mocktail, what you had apple cider, and how could somebody do that?
I used white cran apple juice.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
We could just do it with cran apple juice. And if you wanted a sparkling drink, like do the lemon lime protein.
Yeah, do that.
And that's why I'm doing those mocktail parties with this lemon lime protein, because you're getting 40 grams of protein, but you're.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
It was really good. I could have just licked that rim all night. I'm like, faux pas to sit here and lick the rim because, man, that caramel was good.
Yeah, I just bought the little, like, you know, dip apples in caramel and just dipped the glass in there and then rolled it in this caramel sea salt.
Good, you guys.
They have gingerbread sea salt now. They have peppermint sea salt. I bought a bunch of them for all my dinners coming up. So I'm going to try different drinks.
Does it come in a little container?
Just like like a cinnamon shaker. Okay. You know, just like, you can buy sugar like
Reese's, Walmart?
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know about Reser's. I bought them at an end cap at Walmart and one of the neighborhood markets.
Okay.
So I don't know if Reser's is doing it or not, but I would think probably.
But it's called Shillings.
That's the brand. Yeah.
Okay. S-H-I-L-L-I-N-G.
Okay, like Shillings or McCormick.
Okay.
I think the brand is Shillings. So, and you just get, they had it on the end cap.
Flavored milk and Shillings.
Yes. That's your holiday.
Yes. It was very good. Well, I went to Stillwater and did that walk about, whatever they call it. I'd never been all this time. All my brothers and sisters went to OSU. And I think, I take that back. I think I did do it once when I was a kid. I do remember that. But not, I had no idea the kind of stuff they go through to put those things up. If you've never been, it's
I don't even know insane. What you're talking about.
They call it the world's greatest homecoming. And what these fraternities and sororities do to make these basically standalone floats in front of their houses.
Oh.
You've never seen anything like it. I took some pictures. I'll show you. And they do it all the old-fashioned way. Tissue paper, stuff through chicken wire. But it looks like the pages of a storybook. I mean, they start on these things long ago, and they fundraise to get – they have to rent buildings to put them in. I've never seen anything like it. They move. They have birds flying off of them that move. They're mechanical. It's crazy. But I, silly me, wore flats, little flip, like gladiator style flats. And I didn't know how much walking you do during this walkabout. You would think I would have figured that out.
Seems obvious to me.
Man, it like to kill me that by that next day. But it was so cool to go see that. And then, but speaking of this kid, have you heard about this kid, Jesse Mack Butler, that has made all the news for like how easily he's getting off on these charges?
I saw a picture of it and I read the headline, but I didn't read the whole article.
It is so messed up.
What's his name?
Jesse, it's Mack Butler. I mean, it's a big deal. But I think there's going to be some kickback big time on how. So there's a Facebook group that I discovered that kind of goes into a lot of detail, more details, but it's called Just in the Nick of Crime.
Mm.
And it kind of goes over stories that are not getting the news they need, and very interesting. But it is crazy that he's been released, everything I can see. So
it always seems like the ones that finally do something just completely heinous,
crazy,
they have a mile long criminal record that they just keep posting bail and getting out of.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy that broke into my office a couple years ago, he's been arrested 8 million mm-hmm. times and he bails out. And it's at some point, when does that stop? Because it's, or when's he going to really hurt somebody or do some really damage mm-hmm. to something?
Well, like my friend's dad that I grew up with, I mean, he was literally accused of rape and murder. That and a life sentence, and his buddy that he was with that night, who they were easily to able to peg them as, oh, that's who did this. He got a death sentence, a death penalty, which basically her dad did too. He was taken from her as a kid, and she had no dad this whole time. Well, then come to find out, when DNA started really being, he really fought and pressed to get his DNA. They were innocent, and they let them go, finally let them walk the streets after he had spent a lifetime without his daughter and my friend without her dad. He was innocent. The man who actually did it was in jail for something else.
Wow.
Yes.
That DNA, that is such a fortunate thing, because so many people have now gotten out that were accused incorrectly. Yeah.
His name is Dennis Fritz. That's the name of the man. And I can't remember the name of his friend, but I mean, there's been stories about him and pretty amazing story. Yeah, horribly sad. So,
yeah, something needs to be done about it.
But then you've got these people who
continue.
I mean, it's there. The proof is there, and they're getting off. They're walking the streets. So, that's the end of our catching up.
Yeah.
I think. And then something will come to me. So, that's all, folks.
We will see you next week.
Bye.